due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
After seeing all of this, I didn't realize you'd go all out like this, because I got you something too, but it's nothing compared to this, but can I have it, please? I'll give it to you anyway. I mean, like I said, it's really not much, especially not compared to this, but it comes from the heart, man.
Thanks.
Go ahead, open it.
Okay. I didn't know you were going to get me anything.
I know it's not much, but...
It's perfect. A new list! I mean, it's great. I mean, the other list is getting beat up, and it's getting full. How come my name's on this? Oh, my God! Kevin Owens beating the hell out of Jericho!
Hey, this is CM Punk, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 17th. 18th, sorry. Gosh, I don't know all of my days by now, don't you think? Not much going on in the world today. It would have been Larry Sweeney's birthday. He passed away in 2011. He would have been 37. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us March 4th for UFC 209 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. It's March 4th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 209. Thank you so much for everybody who came out to UFC 208 last weekend. That was a lot of fun. It was a fun card, kind of weird balanced card, but fun. And we were hanging out and having a good time. So thank you for coming out. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of them, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. We're going to start off with some sad news. I mean, we have to address it. It would show up sometime in the show. But we had three wrestling deaths in the past 2 days. We had George the Animal Steel. You might have heard yesterday. It was all over the place. In fact, it was on the scroll on ESPN this morning. Talking about passing away at 79. We had Nicole Bass passed away last night after having a massive stroke that kept her brain dead until they pulled the plug last night. And now we just hear, as we start the show today, Ivan Koloff has passed away. The Russian bear Ivan Koloff, a huge, one of the guys really influential in my young days of watching wrestling. That, you know, one of those guys that really scared me. Him and Angelo Mosca used to be like the guys that I would have like nightmares to when I was a kid. Ivan Koloff passed away today, I think at 74. So, gosh, it's just three in very, very short time. It's really, really sad. But let's talk a little bit about George Steele, since he was on the show last, not too long ago. He was in town in July of 2013, came in to do autograph signing and signed do a book signing at Frontier Field with the Red Wings, threw the first pitch out. Very, very funny video. If you guys have seen George, he chewed a baseball up, took the hide off of it, and threw the ball and threw the hide to the catcher when he threw the first pitch out. It's really pretty funny. You can go to Fox Sports 1280's Facebook page. Excuse me, it's posted there. But we'll talk about that in just a second. Let me introduce the cast and crew. I'm the Cash Man, and I'm also the Cough Man. I'm here joined here by DC Dan Cole. How are you doing today, DC?
I'm doing fine, and good morning.
Good morning. Danger Boy, we got the double D's in Studio B.
Good morning as well.
Of course, double B there too, Brian Burke. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you this morning, Cash?
I got a little cold thing going on, you know. It's just a little bit, you know. So you might hear my mic shut off once in a while. But, you know, we're talking real quick. We're talking George Animal Steel. He was the big name. Ivan Koloff, too. That really is shocking to hear that as we were coming in. Very sad for the Russian Bear. Guy, you might remember, he had one of the most vicious finishers I ever saw in wrestling, where he would get up in the corner, stand on the corner, put his knee behind someone's head, and then just jump down and push them head first into the ground with his knee behind the head. And that was his finisher. And a lot of times he would use his chain around their neck to hold them in place in front of his knee as he did it. Very, very, very. He was hardcore before there was hardcore. And he very influential in NWA and WCW, early days of WCW, Georgia Championship Wrestling. Remember, Nikita Koloff was his nephew. Nikita Koloff, you know, being the 6'5" Superman of the next big thing in the world of pro wrestling. And that's sad. But George Animal Steel was on the show right before he did the signing in Rochester. Really nice guy, and he was supposed to be here last year at the Flower City Comic Con, and unfortunately he had some health problems. Brian, you have any thoughts about him?
It is...
You had personal contact with him. You talked to the guy many times.
He was a great guy on the phone. I never, unfortunately, got to meet him in person, but very well-spoken. I mean, if you didn't know him outside the ring, you'd never know that this guy is probably one of the most intelligent people you'd ever meet. But it was obvious towards the time he was hospitalized right before last April or so that there were some major problems going on. And it unfortunately doesn't surprise me that this happened, but doesn't make it feel any better about it, though.
No. And, you know, and he was, you know, he was, the thing is he had his master's degree. He was a teacher during his heyday in the world of pro wrestling. When he first started, he would wrestle Bruno Sammartino all over the place before he became the Animal. When he became the Animal, he had to go from being an intelligent promo cutter to a monster who would just make grunts. And he would chew turnbuckles up. And he would, you know, and he had the green tongue that everybody was scared of. And he was legitimately a scary guy. Danger Boy, you have any memories of George Animal Steel? We got to hang out with him at, they had this dinner that was funding the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in Buffalo that we got to hang out. Were you there with us, Danger Boy?
I wasn't there for that, no.
But you have memories of this guy.
Yeah, my memories are more later in his career in WWE when he was more of a backstage presence, but still had the on-screen roles. I just remember the green tongue, the eating the turnbuckles, all that fun stuff. From when I was real young. So it's like kind of around the same time Jimmy Snuka was my favorite wrestler type deal. So, I mean, he was definitely one of the main characters on there that you would remember from that time. He was very memorable even when I was a little kid. So I'm sad I missed the heyday of his stuff because it was really, really good. But
when he first was introduced, I'll tell this real quick story. He used to do this finishing hold. It was called a flying hammerlock, and what he did was he put your arm behind your back, got you in a hammerlock, and they lifted you in the air while you were in the hammerlock. And one time when they were doing the TV taping, they got a guy who came in and he could dislocate his shoulder intentionally, and so he put the flying hammerlock on that guy. His shoulder popped out, and then they had to put the big red X on it because it was dislocated, and he was running around with him holding him up in the air with a dislocated shoulder. Really a very graphic image that really permeated a lot of young kids' minds back then, because this is when it was on at 7 o'clock every night on Channel 31 here in town. And but it just showed you how he was the ultimate bad guy, and then all it took was the swaying of a Miss Elizabeth to turn him into the biggest good guy. You know, and being turned on by his partners on the very first Monday night main event, Saturday night main event. He got turned on by his partners and beat up after they lost, and he was immediately turned face. It was one of those guys who was such a heel that as soon as his face happened, like, instantaneously. Danny, you have any memories of this guy?
Again, I'm in the same boat with Danger. At the point in which I was growing up and first starting to watch, I mean, same thing. He had kind of receded to the background a bit. Still, yeah, like Danger said, a memorable character.
Sure.
Like, I'm repeating what Danger said. I remember him destroying the turnbuckles and the green tongue and...
He would. He was like he was mute, so he would make these grunting noises. And I mean, I think at one time I remember him counting like a horse, where he stomped his feet. You know, so it's like, but I mean, yeah, he would eat the turnbuckle. That, and even when he was a good guy, people, it went from being scared of that to cheering that on as he chewed them up. You know, you guys have any memories of George Animal Steel, Ivan Koloff, or Nicole Bass from UCW, who passed away in the last 2 days? Give us a call at 222-1280, star 1280. Tell us some story. I mean, just George had, you know, he was up here a lot. They were saying that he wrestled in Rochester a lot in the very early days of the WWWWF, you know, so he was in town a lot. He was from Detroit back then, so it would have been pretty easy to get here. And you know, he was just, you know, of course, a Hall of Famer. You know, I mean, you know, I'm sure we'll get a nice montage video on Monday, but it's just really sad that, you know, and especially since he was supposed to be in town with us last year at this time, you know, a little bit later than this.
He's also in Coach's Hall of Fame in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and he's also part of the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in Amsterdam, New York, too.
He was part, not in Amsterdam anymore. They're down in, Wichita or something like that.
Poughkeepsie? No.
No, they're in a different state now.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, Oklahoma or something like that. They lost their space in Amsterdam. But he was part of the reason that got started to begin with.
Yeah, we went to the dinner at DiPaolo's, you know, in Buffalo, where they, you know, it was like, I think it was like $50 a plate dinner, but they were there to earn money to pay the rent for that place. And they also solicited anybody who had memorabilia to send it to him. So, he will be missed. He was a guy who was very active in the Cauliflower Alley Club too, which is if you ever follow, this is like the alumni of the world of wrestling. The Cauliflower Alley Club. A lot of guys in the world of pro wrestling don't have health insurance when their careers end. They don't have any sort of support because, you know, they were on the road their whole life, and, you know, maybe sometimes. And the cost to do it cost them as much as they got. So there's a lot of guys that, you know, a very supportive group of ex-pro wrestlers who, and they have like awards every year for people. He was on their board. He's very instrumental in a lot of the things that was going on in that club, and he's going to be dearly missed. So why don't we get off that topic real quick, Brian? Brian had a little bit of an announcement. The Flower City Comic Con is now coming into Rochester in May. And why don't you tell us what the big announcement is coming up?
Well, we will have, unfortunately only for Sunday only, as he has a commitment already on the 20th of May. But on the 21st of May, another WWE Hall of Famer, Jerry the King Lawler, will be appearing at Flower City Comic Con right downtown at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center.
The King?
The King.
King who called the Royal Rumble just a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he did.
He's going to be in Ra-Cha-Cha. They come and hang out with you, sign autographs, I'm sure take pictures.
Oh, yeah, he should be doing a panel, too.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't get enough panels, you know? All right, so why don't we...
Never
enough panel. Why don't we, on that note, go to break. If you guys have any memories of the three superstars who've passed away this past week, Nicole Bass, Ivan Koloff, and George Animal Steel, give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. Tell us your stories. You know, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of them, people who are scared of these guys, having nightmares about them. And I think, you know, I mean, but I'm in that boat with you, folks. But we'll be on the back and the flip side. We got lots of news, man. We got to talk about what happened in the Elimination Chamber and where do things pan out after that. You were listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. No,
she never said that this would be easy. They will lie to you, she said. They will try to denounce you, she said. They will try to steal your gift, and she was right. Sister Abigail always spoke the truth, and so do I.
Well, here I am, and now you'll see the makeover from Emelina to Emma.
Two simple words that go a long way.
Thank you.
We thank you.
I gotta thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for putting up with our yelling.
Get out of here!
Our stuttering.
And
our egos.
I'm an egomaniac.
But most of all, we want to thank you for allowing us into your car, home, smartphone, or office.
And it explodes everywhere.
Thank you to the best sports fans out there.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I'm Dan Taberski. My new podcast is Missing Richard Simmons.
Hi!
You know Richard Simmons likes to exercise, but did you know he was going to be a priest? Did you know he was in a Fellini movie? Most importantly, did you know that 3 years ago, he vanished?
All of a sudden, nothing.
He straight up got up and disappeared.
And I'm trying to find him. Search for Missing Richard Simmons now on iHeartRadio.
Rich Eisen, weekdays noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I know you from fighting, and I think everybody else does also. Josh, you've been a top 10 fighter for the past, what, 20 years? You've been walking through people. Your last fight with Arlovski, you just walked through. Very impressive. Very impressive. But Josh, in MMA, there's rules. In my world, there's no rules.
I'm J.J. Dillon, the original leader of the Four Horsemen, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke. Peter Burke is joining us in the studio, and you. Thank you so much for listening. A little Brian Kendrick to get back into the mood of talking wrestling. All right. I want you to know.
We also had another death this week, too. Chavo Sr.
Oh, that's right. Chavo Sr. That's four deaths in wrestling.
Chavo Classic.
Yeah. That was early in the week, yeah. Too. So I hope it doesn't get, you know.
Oh, that was last Saturday. So it was right after we were done last week.
We did see the graphic on Monday Night Raw. So that, man, too much in the last 7 days. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone's Delight, Empire at Culver. And come on out to Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 209 March 4th. Be hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's March 4th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 209. And, of course, 210 went on sale. UFC 210 went on sale yesterday in Buffalo. Cannot wait. I'm going to be there. I definitely will. So you won't catch me at Salvatore's that night. I'll tell you that because I'm going to be in Buffalo. Danny? You look like the cat that ate the
canary.
Can
I share a great story?
Sure.
Well, I think it's a great story, but one of our sponsors, and like you said, our favorite location.
Yes.
Salvatore's Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go there every morning.
Yes.
Every Saturday morning, pick up some donuts for the crew. For the first time ever, usually my wife drives with me out to Rochester. She drops me off, does her thing while we do the show.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to come into Donuts Delight with you. I walk in the front door, and it's the same woman every Saturday morning. She sees me come in, and she immediately starts getting together my stuff without asking me.
Awesome.
My wife looks at me, and I hear her eyes roll. She's giving me this look. She's like, really? I'm like, this is what you call excellent service. This is nothing more than that. She's like, awesome. Oh, I got your pizza ready. Here's your donuts. What do you want, Diet Pepsi or water this morning? My wife's looking at me like, what the hell is going on here?
That's great. That's
fantastic. It's called I'm a regular, and they appreciate their customers.
Exactly, and it's almost like a little ego boost too with your wife there. See, look at that. Snap my fingers, it gets done.
I wanted to break into the theme from Cheers. Yeah. Like,
hello, yeah. Everybody.
Sometimes
knows
you want to go where everybody knows your name.
All right, that's hilarious. That's awesome, and I drive by it a lot. I think about some of those. Oh, those donuts. And my waistline thinks about them, too. So it's like, oh, but I enjoy them every Saturday morning here. And as anytime I can get them. But cool. Well, let's get back into talking to the world of wrestling. Got a call on the line, 222-1280, star 1280. That's four people that you might have a memory of. We got Paul from Rochester on the line. Paul, what's up?
I'm at Rochester General, buddy.
Okay, well, it's still Rochester. I'm right.
Yeah, I had a surgery. They took a vein out of my right leg and put it in my left leg. And, oh, God, I'm going nuts. I've been in a rehab for 6 months.
Okay, we're here at Medical Talk here. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Medical, not drinking or anything.
So you're calling about the world of pro wrestling? Any memories of George Animal Steel or because he passed away yesterday? Or
I did.
Thanks for calling, Paul. Thanks for calling, man. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Let's talk a little bit about Elimination Chamber while we got an opportunity. Elimination Chamber was last weekend. If you listen to this show, you know that we knew who was going to win everything. And I feel terrible now. It's like I should probably tell people stop listening the week before a pay-per-view because it's...
I mean, the only thing that we didn't talk about anything but the main match. We didn't, you know.
Well,
I mean, I didn't think that we'd see a SmackDown title, women's title change, but you know.
No offense to the ladies, but was there really much buzz around any of the three women's matches that were on the card?
Three. And I was wondering, I said, they're not going to put them back to back to back, but if we could get them out of the way, that'd be great.
I think the worst part of having the three women's matches was the three different times they went to the Skybox to talk to Carmella and James Ellsworth and their reactions to that match.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was, and that whole segment, that whole thing, you know. I mean, yes, they're trying to get over that he says yes to everything she says, you know, and it's.
But to what end?
I know.
Like, what's the point?
I think that I think that he was great in his original incarnation as the wimpy guy to Dean Ambrose's, you know, Dean Ambrose's coaching and stuff
you
like that.
You have a very different definition of great than I do.
No, but they obviously it was great enough. He got a contract out of it. Okay, now they're like, oh, what do we do with this guy with no chin? We did see his father on Monday night with Goldberg.
That I could buy.
Yeah, you know, it's like, he has, you know, they should put him together with Goldberg, you know? I think that, because he looks more like him than anything else, but it's like, that was terrible. I mean, you know, I always give the women's matches a chance. I just don't buy Natty Neidhart's promo ability or, you know, build anything she builds up. It sounds, I don't know. It just doesn't sound natural coming out of her, some of the things that she says, you know?
She irritated the hell out of me during her match.
Yeah.
I hated every second of it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I did.
It was short, though. That was just good.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was.
If it was short, then it seemed like it lasted forever.
1280 star, 1280.
Someone could call me up right now and say it was a 5-minute match, and I would tell you that I damn sure thought it was 20.
You know the worst thing about that match is it ended with both of them out of the ring, and so it means we're going to have to see it again sometime.
Yay, no resolution. Yay.
That's when Maurice steps in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it fights backstage. And oh, no. Maurice gets powder on her face.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a pay per view with three women's matches out of like, what, six matches? You know, that was the heavy concentration in the women.
The three matches.
Yeah.
The three cutaways to Carmella.
Yeah.
And the backstage segment.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah,
it was a very female heavy show.
It's a good thing they don't. It's a good thing they don't depend on money from pay per view buys anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's. I'll just say
they wouldn't
that.
Be doing pay per views for different brands if they did.
Yeah, no, you're right, and I mean they still do sell those as pay per views, but I bet you they don't make anything compared to what they used to.
We should focus on the bright spot of Elimination Chamber, though.
Yes, Bray Wyatt. No.
Luke Harper and Randy Orton.
Okay. Well, but you know, I mean, yeah, because Bray Wyatt was almost a for sure anyways. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about that match. Luke Harper and Randy Orton starts off, crowd is quiet. Quiet. But man, did it get loud by the end of it.
They built a great match. I mean, you went into that match not thinking Randy Orton was going to lose at all. You thought maybe they let Luke Harper do a little thing here or there, but you knew Randy Orton was going to win. By the end of it, the crowd is verbally chanting for Harper to win after they started off very just like sitting on their hands, chanting, "This is awesome," I think three or four different times. And really, it was a great match. I'm glad they let them have the time. I'm glad they let them go out there and do what they wanted to do. And I'm very much looking forward to the fact that, as it's being called right now, by me, and we were talking about before the show, so I can't really take full credit, it will be a three-way with Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
That would be ideal, especially if you look over the past at what's happened. Really, there's been no resolution to the Luke Harper-Bray Wyatt story. There's really no resolution to the Luke Harper-Randy Orton story.
No.
There's no resolution to the Randy Orton-Bray Wyatt story. So why not wrap all those together and have a killer main event, especially in the face of where it looks like the Raw main event title match is going?
And it's also, I mean, I wasn't sure that I was going to put my hat on that happening until they had Luke Harper destroy Bray Wyatt before that match on Tuesday.
Yeah.
When they had him lay him out and make it seem like Bray was going to be the underdog for the whole match, that I was like 100% they're going with this for Mania.
That whole when Randy Orton comes out at the very end after the rematch there, and he says, you know, he says that whole thing about how I won't, you are the, you're my commander, I won't take you on at WrestleMania. And then, of course, after, on the post show, that's when Daniel Bryan came out and said, we're going to have a battle royale, and whoever wins this is going to take on Bray Wyatt. Then things started to fall together right at that point. You know, I think it's a, I'm very excited for what potential. Now, you think they can probably drop the ball on this? We've got 5 weeks now, 6 weeks.
Absolutely. Oh, I can think of a multitude of ways they could mess this up.
Yeah, it's very cool. We got Tim from Brockport. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Morning. You're talking about Ivan Koloff. I didn't hear about him passing away, but...
It just happened this morning, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, back in the early 80s, when this is while Bob Backlund was still the WWF champion, they had a card over at the Holly High School, and I forget who Bob was supposed to go up against, but whoever it was didn't show up, so Ivan Koloff went up against him. And where I was sitting, I could stare directly into where Ivan Koloff was stretching out and whatnot, and I could see him and whatnot, and we were like having a staring contest towards each other.
you made eye contact across the room. It was all the beginning of no. Ivan Koloff, but you know what? He was a legitimate scare guy, wasn't he? I mean, he's a guy that, you know, when you're a kid, that this dude was just, you know, he was violent in the ring, vicious.
Right.
And I mean, like I said, he had that finisher where he put his knee behind your head and jumped off the corner to the corner down onto your back, you know, and it was like, it was vicious, you know. I mean, and he's one of those guys, like I said, Angelo Mosca and him were the guys that when I was a kid, I was scared of. I thought those guys were like, you know, they're going to kill, you know, they're going to kill anybody, even fans. So,
right.
But that's pretty cool. In Holly High School, they had was it a WWF? Was it?
Yeah, it was WWF, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that was like back in, like I said, back before Backlund lost the title to the Sheik, Iron Sheik. And then a couple years later, they had another card there at the high school. And I had gone to that one, but there was no. About the only big neighbors that was on back then was Brooklyn Brawler, Paul Roma, and Haku, and had a women's battle royal. And
very cool, man.
Just for curiosity's sake, as a former Holly native, was this the old high school or the current high school?
I never really lived in Holly, but I believe it was at the current one.
Okay. See. I was born way too late in Holly.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, Danny, you missed out.
I missed out.
Tim, man, thank you so much for calling, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Very cool. Very cool story there. 222-1280, star 1280. If you have any stories about the four people who passed away. I was just thinking about Chavo Classic, about how over that guy got that short time he was in his last run with the WWE. Remember, he got, because they gave him the Cruiserweight belt, I believe. Danger Boy?
Great.
But yeah, he was great. I mean, he came out, you know, and he was like, he was with Eddie, and he was with Chavo.
I think he was more over than his son.
Yeah, he way too big time over, and it was just, it's really, you know, and then we had heard that he was sick a couple months ago, that he had, you know, and so it didn't surprise me. Now, there was another thing that, you remember Big Van Vader had posted something on his Twitter this past week saying that it's any time now. And I don't know really what that was referring to.
He deleted it after, too.
He did delete it, but it's like, you know, he was looking good in some of the pictures I saw after he'd been doing DDP yoga for a while.
Well, yeah, he was taking weight off, but I mean, I know his heart has a lot of issues, and he was told 2 years.
Yeah.
But
that wasn't that long ago that we heard about that, so. 222-1280, star 1280's number. We've got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey, how was the hockey game last night, bro?
I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
I watched it on TV. They sucked.
Yeah, it was terrible. They were down by one, and then all of a sudden they lost 5-2, and it was like, what?
Yeah, we're going Sunday, but yeah, it was disappointing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what's up, man?
Yeah, just a few things. Condolences to the wrestling world and the families. And both of those characters entertained a lot of kids my age, my youth, like early 40s, late 30s. Man, they were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, you know, I mean, Nicole Bass was huge in ECW, and mm-hmm. I'm not joking. She was a huge girl. I mean, she was like China at around the same time China was China. I mean, they were both.
She was bigger than China.
She was. She was. She was just gigantic. And
she was on actually an episode of Married with Children. I've seen. She episode of Married with Children.
And she played a bodyguard, too, in WWE for a while, was there for a couple of years, and she had a problem. She had charges against the Brooklyn Brawler for something or another, but not really sure where that that came out. But she and Ivan Koloff, of course, he's being, you know, he's definitely a guy who, you know, I mean, maybe not a lot of people have seen him, but if you go on YouTube and bring up some Ivan Koloff matches, especially some of the stuff he did when he was doing tag teams down in Georgia Championship Wrestling with Nikita Koloff, he was a scary, scary man, you know, and they had some absolutely violent things, you know. He was extreme before extreme was extreme.
Yeah,
so.
He's a legitimately tough guy.
Yeah, big time, man.
Yeah, just on to greater topics. Why did they let my girl drop the belt? Please tell me this is not going to be a long run for Naomi.
Well,
not that she doesn't deserve it. It's just, you know, they could have done something better unless there's a bigger pitch out there.
Well, listen, Naomi's from Orlando, okay? Maybe that's the reason she has the belt.
It could be that reason, or they could be looking to transition it maybe into the Mickey James, Becky Lynch feud.
Yeah.
Who knows?
There's a lot of different reasons. I mean, listen, Alexa Bliss is not done, okay? She's far from it. You know, but she, yeah, that surprised me. And then, of course, Naomi comes out and says she's injured. And she wouldn't say exactly what her injury was, but it's legit that she's injured. And then she might be able to wrestle at WrestleMania. Right now, they're kind of floating it right now to see how bad her injury is. But if it comes up that she can't defend it, then they're going to find a way to get it to someone else for WrestleMania. So, but I think it has a lot to do with Orlando being her hometown. Maybe they'll sell more tickets. Hometown girl comes back with the SmackDown championship for WrestleMania.
Yeah, you help selling tickets, and Naomi's going to be the one to do it.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hey, listen, feel the glow, man.
God, that is some WWE logic, though.
It is. That's exactly what I mean. That's the only way you can think sometimes about why they do
this.
It's
like, Naomi, here's your 100 tickets. We need you to sell these.
Now, as far as Samoa Joe is concerned, what do you think of that angle as him being like the goon, the henchman for the corporate?
I love it. I you know what, Joe, it's a good way to bring him in. You know, I mean, he is a legitimate tough guy. You know, he trains in MMA, and he has a lot of, you know, it's amazing. He has a lot of prior experience with all the guys he's going to be wrestling in the WWE, especially even with the Sami Zayn thing that started this past week. Sami Zayn, and he wrestled in Ring of Honor. So it's like, you know, it's old hat for these guys that are wrestling each other, who've been wrestling each other for the last 10 years, finally getting together on the WWE stage to do it, you know?
I love that line, too. I'm not just a Sami Zayn who's happy to be here.
Yeah.
Two other things about the Andre Giant documentary. Unfortunately, we don't have HBO. We have
Bill Simmons,
you know,
man.
The network. Is that going to be on there, you think, sometime? Like,
I bet you it will be, but Bill Simmons is the one spearheading this. Bill Simmons is one of probably the most popular guys online for sports.
And loves wrestling.
Loves wrestling, and he wants to do the whole history. And they're actually using the archives of WWE to put together a lot of the story. So it's like, I think it's great that they're working together on it. And Bill Simmons, you know, it's
he's wanted to do it for a long time.
Yes, he's talked about it before. I know that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be really, really cool.
And on a side note, kudos to Kayfabe News for running the article saying that it was going to be starring Tom Cruise as Andre the Giant.
And if you want to know how Bill Simmons feels about documentaries and stuff like that, and you think he's just an online personality or whatever, he invented 30 for 30 on ESPN. That entire whole run has been his idea. If you look at the credits, he's still the executive producer.
That was his baby?
Yeah, that was his.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he spearheaded that.
Did you see the one for the XFL a couple weeks ago?
Yes, puff piece.
That was actually my least favorite one I've ever seen.
Well, I know, but it's because it was like it was all very pro McMahon.
It was pro McMahon, and it set up the fact that they might do it again.
Which is scary. Yeah, because they're sitting there eating dinner at the end or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of scary. But it was really cool. I remember living through that. This show lived through that. Remember?
Yep.
I was so angry because they were using Opie and Anthony to freaking do the pregame shows. It's like, why are you using those lamos? You know, it's like, you know, then you find out some of the inner workings of the company are like friends with them. So it's like, nevertheless, but yeah, I'm glad they didn't touch on that at all during it. But you know, it's funny is that the very first game, the very first thing they did was do that run for the football, and the guy gets knocked, the best athlete in the league gets knocked out for the year. You knew it was going downhill after that. But yeah, Andre the Giant thing should be very cool. I'm looking forward to that so much.
And last thing about Ring of Honor today, I'm looking forward to Daniels versus Briscoe in the finals tonight. Should be a great matchup. It could go either way. I wouldn't disagree if Daniels won,
but you know, Briscoe.
Well, he's beaten some.
Briscoe's going to win.
He's beaten some guys along the way of that tournament that you surprised me. You know, so that's why I think maybe Dan. I know. I think Briscoe's going to get it. He's a mainstay. Daniels has been. He's left the company a few times.
Is he ever going to look at WWE though?
No, never. No, I think the biggest look he got is when they bought WCW, and then that's when they offered them very terrible contracts to work in Ohio Valley Wrestling. You know, him and AJ Styles.
Point, he's actually pretty old too. He's older than AJ.
Yeah,
I think he's like 44.
Yeah, he's winding down.
Yeah, and of course AJ's his best friend, so it's like love to see him come in, but I don't think it's going to happen. But I love watching. You know, I mean. You know, he's always had the great gimmicks and stuff like that, and he's always been a great worker, but he's also been injured a lot. But Ring of Honor is his home. That's where he'll stay. But I have a feeling that Briscoe's been there since day one and never walked out and done anything else. So you got to give it to that guy. He's a tough dude, too, man. I like him a lot. I think he definitely could make it in the WWE. You know, I mean, you know, as much as they hated tattooed people for the longest time, that dude would definitely, you know, do great in WWE.
Guys, have a good day, man.
Did you take it easy, Rick?
All right,
222-1280 Star Toys a number. If you have any memories on the passing, we had four passings this week.
Can I go with a quick theory I have really quick? Just looking at the news, this came into my head. And, you know, they're pushing this Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman match at Fastlane. They don't really have a build up other than what happened at the Royal Rumble for Reigns and Undertaker, which is a match we keep hearing is going to happen at Mania. What if Reigns tees off Teddy Long during the Hall of Fame ceremony, and he makes him go one-on-one with the Undertaker
in a tag match? I don't know if that. Yeah, Teddy Long going into the Hall of Fame, amazing. One other piece of news before we go back to the phones: Polish Power Ivan Putski is going to be in Rochester August 27th at Frontier Field doing an autograph signing. 6 to 8 o'clock that night, he'll be doing autographs. Polish Power Ivan Putski, another classic guy from days gone by. We've got Rashawn on the phone with us. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. And Danny just kind of soured me right there, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
I'm just like, because that fast lane match really, really, really sours me, because you got Roman Reigns, he's much improved, but he's like the greenest of the top tier guys right now. And I just, and like Braun Strowman is like, I mean, he's neon green as far as I'm concerned. So I'm just worried about them those two trying to carry a match. And I know the agents are going to do a whole lot to walk them through to get through that match, but good God.
Look how they booked him, man. Look how they've been booking Strowman since the split, okay? This guy, he's been booked. He's not booked like he was before it. He's booked like an unstoppable monster. You know, I mean, and the people are only going to remember 6 months back from when for this guy, and they're never going to remember all the times he's lost when he was tagging with Luke Harper.
He's never actually been pinned, though.
He's never been pinned.
In his entire career.
Really?
Yep.
Even when he was the Viking in the Party Patrol?
He didn't wrestle then.
Oh, he didn't wrestle?
He had four NXT matches before he came up and debuted on Raw.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So he had very little experience.
But well, he's doing a very good job with it.
It doesn't take much when all you do is power moves, you know? I mean, and the other guy's not going to do... I mean, look at he beat Mark Henry. Wasn't that... I felt terrible because Mark Henry's just like, okay, do anything you want to me for the next 2 minutes in this match and then pin me. And that's exactly what happened. Mark Henry didn't fight back once. That's how it was booked, you know? It's all how it's booked.
With some of the power moves, he is showing a little bit of athleticism with some of the power moves, and he's nailing some of them, but some of them are just kind of cringeworthy because he's just snapping them off way too fast.
Yeah,
and the guys that are doing them, and you just see somebody's shoulder or neck just snapping with some of these things, especially the power bombs he's been doing.
You worry that I worry this too, that some of his moves are too stiff. And it's like, it's because he's doing, because I mean, when he's got someone like Sami Zayn, who's like, you know, made of rubber, and the way he's killing him with clotheslines and stuff, it's just, you know, and how quickly, you know, it just scares me that he's going to hurt somebody legit, you know?
I mean, like the only people that can pull off that snap power slam correctly is Samoa Joe and Randy Orton. And like, he attempted that in recent weeks. Now, it was nowhere near the speed, but he attempted it, and just the way he hooked the body, it was just inches off. But the way he overspun and corrected it. But it's just like when you get into the heat of those high profile matches, you just see somebody getting really injured from that, because
I don't think they're going to ask him to do anything he can't do. Okay, so I mean, anything you see him do, it's not like he's doing it for the first time. It's something he's practiced. So it's like, so that's the thing. And I mean, and they're going to keep booking him to freaking have these squash matches. I mean, what, he beat four guys, was it, a couple weeks ago, or three guys in the ring? It was terrible.
Four guys, one of them just kind of lay there.
They just kind of piled him on top of each other.
The guy ran away.
It was like a Jenga game. You know, you start pulling the guys out and see how high we can go.
Here's the problem we have, though. You have Braun Strowman, who WWE wants to make look strong.
Yeah.
You have Roman Reigns,
who WWE wants to make look strong. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Now you have them facing off against each other.
And you know what? And Braun Strowman can't lose, or everything gets lost on him. And
right.
Roman Reigns can lose. Interesting.
They're almost going to need to go a Big Show, Brock Lesnar, superplex, ring exploding, match ends type angle to protect these guys.
You might be correct there. Something outside the ring to do it. Yeah. Cool,
that
man.
Could actually work. But let me get to my main 2 points of the day.
Did you change your name to Rick by any chance? You got 2 points? Go ahead.
No. See, Danny segued me into that, and I had to get it off my chest. But my main 2 points, number one, there's a meme going around on the internet this week of the McMahon family in the Oval Office with 45, and it was just hilarious. The caption read,
46% of the people stone cold stunned in this room. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and with all the little kids, and you count the kids, and that they're the 54% that weren't stunned yet.
Yeah, right. And but my main point is actually that down in NXT, I'm loving the build that they're giving Asuka, but I'm also really, really liking the build that they're giving Ember Moon, because they're just building both of those two ladies up to just be unstoppable. And you're facing for a real big clash on that one coming up. I don't know how long they're going to do the slow burn on it, but they're really, really building them up.
Go ahead.
At the same time, they're also doing a big build and push with Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. And if you've watched any of their stuff from Australia, both of those ladies can freaking go. But I've never liked the build of weak characters. I don't like Kevin Owens as a weak character, you know. I don't like it, and I mean, the Mean Girls gimmick has been done so many times over, I'm sick of looking at it. But, like, putting those two together, like, first of all, Peyton Royce is, like, if Peyton Royce is, like, an 8 or a 9, standing next to Billie Kay, she looks like a 3, because I'm sorry, she got no backside, and that single is killing me. But, but, just the way that they're building them up, it's like, I hate the weak. I've always hated the weak champion angle.
Yeah,
I'm okay with the paper champion angle stuff, but the weak champion just kills me. And like I said, you got Asuka and Ember Moon with this incredible, not necessarily the monster build, but because both of them show a lot of in-ring presence, a lot of skill, because they've both been in the game for a long time. But it's just the way that they've been built. You know that match is going to be a barn burner. That the potential of Asuka and Ember Moon could potentially end up being a match of the year candidate.
Gotcha, man. Rashawn, sorry, the music means we got to go to break, buddy. Danger Boy, before we go to break, and Rashawn, I appreciate the call. Danger Boy, tell me what Scott Hall posted this week on Twitter.
So Scott Hall had a picture. It was just it wasn't a picture of McMahon's with all their family and everything like that. It was just Vince, Linda, and Donald Trump when she was being signed into office and everything. And Scott Hall posted a tweet that goes, "I've legitimately done 100 or cocaine with 100% of the people in this picture."
222-1280 star 1280. Lines are loaded, but we're going to open some up here in a second. You're listening to Bank Link on Fox Sports 1280.
Listen, I don't think Triple H needs to justify his reasoning of why I'm here to you or to anybody else. You know, he's a guy that's given a lot of opportunities to a lot of people. In fact, probably more than anybody in history. And there's been a lot of great athletes that have come out of NXT, but none of them have been on my level.
Great sports talk radio is a lot like a Buffalo Bills tailgate.
Drunk. Hammered.
No, I was thinking like fun.
Were you dying?
No, nobody's dying. I just meant spontaneous.
That's semantics.
The biggest guests.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Jim Kelly.
The best hosts.
Daniel, Theodore.
And occasionally...
Stop trying to light each other on fire.
Someone gets lit on fire. I'm looking at you, Moriarty.
Come on.
This is Rochester's Fox Sports 1280.
Hey there, people. This is Mark Maron, and I host the podcast WTF with Mark Maron, which is available on iHeartRadio. Honestly, I think we could all listen to each other a little bit more, and I think it's a healthy thing. I listen to all sorts of people, comedians, actors, musicians, directors, writers, even a president. They come into my garage, and we have a conversation about all the big stuff in life. Go check it out, WTF with Mark Maron, right here on iHeartRadio.
Dan Patrick. Weekday mornings, 9 till noon. On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Rich Eisen. Monday, noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I won the Royal Rumble and all the privileges that come with it, but you are the WWE champion. However, as long as you are the master and I am the servant, I refuse to face you at WrestleMania.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Cornette, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, and Danger Boy, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling. We still got, the phone lines are still exploding. We're going to go to Dan from Rochester. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I heard about George Steele yesterday from a friend.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, I think one thing I remember is, I don't think he's brought it up. I think he used to sit something like a finger splint in his trunks.
Yeah, I used to have like, they call this, I don't know what it is. Basically,
and he used to pull it out and he used to thumb people with it, and they tried hiding it, and I guess he was standing up on one in a corner, and he had a thing in his mouth while the officials were trying to find the foreign object.
Yeah. Yeah, he put it in his mouth in the corner, his face away from the ring, and the guy would be feeling around his waistband trying to find it. A lot of times I think it was like a plastic spoon covered in tape or something. That's what it looked
like. Well, it looked like, that's the way I describe it, was like a finger splint or something.
Yeah, or finger split. Yeah, that was one of the things George used to do. You know, it was, when he was the heel George, you know, before he went good guy. But yeah, I remember that too. Very common seeing him put it in his mouth and just hanging in the corner there, looking out in the crowd while it's in his mouth while the guy's feeling around his waistband. So.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, was it me, mine, or you? Just shout, hey, you?
Yeah.
Just some stupid things like that, but I think they came over pretty good when it was a heel.
Yeah, he was, and he couldn't really speak well until Miss Elizabeth came into his life, and I think then he started giving her, like, gifts and all sorts of crazy. And then he was part of the Oddities what was that era called? Remember the Oddities, Kerrigan, the Attitude Era with Kerrigan and with a bunch of these guys. He was like the leader of them, and one guy would carry around a Cartman doll with him. You know, which is kind of
wasn't Luna Vachon in the group
too? Yeah, Luna Vachon too.
Oh,
yeah,
Luna Vachon. Yeah, she was really crazy.
Cool, man. Hey Dan, thanks for calling and bringing us back, man. 222-1280 Star Toy is the number. We got Troy on the phone. Troy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Rest in peace to all the wrestlers that passed away this week.
That's sad.
I do remember. Yeah, I remember them all. First, I want to start off by saying that was a great angle with Kevin Owens and Jericho, the ending of the match, where he opened the present and said, "Why is my name on the list?"
Yeah.
And
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it was bound. They had to find a split. Now it's only going to be, obviously, the reason why Kevin Owens loses the belt to Goldberg, you know, in a couple of weeks. So, hey, you know what? Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry, I got something in my throat.
Danny's puking on that one. But, yeah, so, yeah, it might have a lot to do with it, so.
That was a great angle. I love that one. You don't think there's a chance that Owens can hold on to the belt and face Jericho at WrestleMania?
There's a small sliver of hope.
He will be taking on Jericho, yes. That will happen at WrestleMania.
The only thing I see is if Jericho gets Owens disqualified or gets Goldberg disqualified so that he can fight for the title either way, which would make sense. But
Jericho's going to be embraced as a face as soon as he comes back on TV. As soon as he's back.
And if he attacks Kevin Owens.
If he does something to make Kevin Owens lose, like his music will start, you know, and you know how that's been the big thing in WWE the last few months, is someone's music starts. You get distracted. You get up and start yelling up the ramp, and then they get rolled up and pinned.
Because the whole angle anyway was for Jericho to keep Owens with the belt so he can take it off him himself.
Possibly. That's what I was thinking. Possibly.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. That's what Jericho's known for. Yeah, help you out until he's ready to take the belt off of you himself.
But he could have done it a long time ago, you know? It's like they just kept they're treading water till WrestleMania started coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
That was a great segment right there. Also, I got emotional when Bayley won the belt. For some reason, I guess it's her music or whatever, you know, the storyline, but I got emotional when she won the belt.
Well, because people feel for her. She's a common girl. She's a common girl.
Yeah.
You know, and she kind of looks like she's 12, too, okay? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, so I almost came to tell
way to ruin it for me, Cash. What the hell?
Yes, I almost came to tears in a happy way. That's what I'm saying. You know, the whole crowd, everybody, you see everybody getting emotional, jumping up and cheering her on.
Oh. She had the crowd in NXT every time she was out, and she's trying to get to that point in the WWE. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's how, you know, and then they're there, and there's a lot of people there that remember her from NXT and are more than willing to jump on the bandwagon. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens when she has a rematch at WrestleMania. You know, I mean, we'll see what happens.
No rematch at Fastlane?
Oh, it's going to be at Fastlane. I'm sorry. It'll be at Fastlane. I think eventually it'll go to WrestleMania.
Charlotte will win it back.
Yeah, because
she never loses at pay-per-views.
Cool. Yeah, that's the thing about that. Hopefully that streak will end, but you're right. She doesn't lose at the pay-per-views.
It'll be a year now. She hasn't lost at one, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another good promo I loved was Naomi and Bliss. They do have good promos together, you know, the way Naomi talks smack to Bliss after Bliss talks big time smack to her. That was a good promo, I think, between those two right there.
Cool, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, they got good chemistry, those two together. You know, good chemistry as far as promoting the match in the ring.
Yeah, we'll see we'll see what happens if Naomi can get past this injury that happened after she won the belt. So, hey, Troy, man, we got to go to break, man. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you, guys.
Take it easy. 222-1280, Star 12. We got one segment left. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This President's Day weekend, visit the founding father of huge savings. Hey, folks, Tom Park Fusillo Hyundai of Greece, and this President's Day weekend is a terrific time to drive home a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra SE for $89 a month. Did I say that right? Yes, $89 a month for a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra SE, MSRP $19,980. I got to say it one more time. $89 a month this President's Day weekend for a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra SE at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Hurry in because this is huge. 36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax, $29.99 plus tax, D&V fees due at signing. First monthly payment of $89 and $5.95 acquisition fee included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, no early termination fee, no security deposit required. $3,000 HMF lease cash applied. Offer with approved credit through Hyundai Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Pricing available February 17, 2017 through February 20, 2017.
Hurt in a car? Call William Attar. At William Attar, focus means 100% of our firm works on motor vehicle cases. Our team is well-trained. We understand your questions, and we have answers. When a loved one is...
I'm not WWE champion. Why? Because of Dean Ambrose. Now Dean Ambrose is on his way to the hospital. Why? Because Baron Corbin. Enough said.
Hi, everybody. This is WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. WHTK.
Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Double V Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and you. Got like a segment here left to do, maybe a little bit of news. Lucha Underground, if you're a fan of that, is going to be announced via Twitter that their first two seasons will be released on Netflix this spring coming up. No specific date announced yet, but definitely check that out. John Cena is currently scheduled to take some time away from WWE after WrestleMania 33. Surprise, surprise. He's going to be filming a movie called The Pact, and he expected to team with Nikki to face The Miz and Maurice at WrestleMania. He said expected. Rosa Mendez retired this past week. Her first anniversary of her baby's birthday, number one, she said, I'm going to retire, and she retired. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather should be fighting in the boxing ring very soon. They've come to an agreement.
Why?
I don't know. Bret Hart is 100% recovered from his prostate cancer. Happy fans there of Bret Hart. Brock Lesnar retired from MMA this past week. He made it official. Of course, he can't fight, you know, anyways, because he got busted for enhancements and his last fight against Mark Hunt. Paige and Alberto Del Rio are scheduled to be married in May. I think Alberto's got to get divorced first before that can happen, but, you know...
Technicality.
And, of course, former in-studio guest of ours, Dwayne Gilbert Gill, made his return on Raw this past week. It's nice to see him come out, and it was all part of that that Jericho friendship ceremony. Kind of silly, but The Rock is the one who's like making a movie about the family, about Paige's family. It's called... It's going to be called Fighting With My Family, and believe it or not, Vince Vaughn's attached to it, so they're going to be doing a story on
Paige. This is already the most successful WWE Studios movie ever.
Yeah, really. Okay, well, we got out of here. I want to thank you guys for coming, man. Thanks for joining us on the air. Don't forget, check us out online at Facebook, as well as thepainclinic.net, and you can be our friend and email us, you know, and send us information and listen to our past shows. Everything's up on iTunes, man. You can hear like the last like 10 years on iTunes, I think, so... You got to get out of here. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Danger Boy. And thank you, Double B, Brian Burke. We'll see you next week on the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.
I'm Bill Bergoli with CBS Entertainment.